John's next to him, got a thick gray mustache lifted tight up under his nose to stop out the smell of the salmon I'm working on. He sweated down his necks and cheeks, and he sweated clean out through the back of his blue suit. He's making notes in a book, and he keeps turning in a circle, looking at our shack, our little garden, at Mama's red and green and yellow Saturday night dresses drying out back on a stretch of bed cord. He keeps turning till he makes a full circle and comes back to me. Looks at me like he just sees me for the first time, and me not but 2 yards away from him. He bends toward me and squints and lifts his mustache up to his nose again like it's me stinking instead of the fish. "Where do you suppose his parents are?" John asks. "Inside the house or out on the falls? We might as well talk this over with the man while we're out here." "I, for one, am not going inside that hovel," the fat guy says. "That hovel," John says through his mustache, "is where the chief lives, Breckenridge, the man we are here to deal with, the noble leader of these people." "Deal with? Not me, not my job. They pay me to appraise, not fraternize." This gets a laugh out of John. "Yes, that's true, but someone should inform them of the government's plans." "If they don't already know, they'll know soon enough." "It would be very simple to go in and talk with him." "Inside that squalor? Well, I'll just bet you anything that place is a crawl with black widows. They say these dobe shacks always house a regular civilization in the walls between the sods. And hot, Lord of mercy, I hope to tell you. I'll wager it's a regular oven in there. Look, look how overdone little Hiawatha is here. Oh, burnt to a fair turn he is." He laughs and dabs at his head, and when the woman looks at him, he stops laughing. He clears his throat and spits into the dust and then walks over and sits down in the swing Papa built for me in the juniper tree, and sits there swinging back and forth a little bit and fanning himself with his Stetson. What he said makes me madder the more I think about it. He and John go ahead talking about our house and village and property and what they're worth. And I get the notion they're talking about these things around me because they don't know I speak English. They are probably from the East someplace where people don't know anything about Indians but what they see in the movies. I think how ashamed they're going to be when they find out I know what they are saying. I let them say another thing or two about the heat and the house. Then I stand up and tell the fat man in my very best schoolbook language that our sod house is likely to be cooler than any one of the houses in town. Lots cooler. I know for a fact that it's cooler in that school I go to and even cooler in that movie house in the Dalles that advertises on the sign drawn with icicle letters that it's cool inside.